to help people understand their preferences, essentially, because when we're facing different futures, it's not just the probability that helps us make a decision. It's how our preference set determines that. Your preference is not the same as my preference, and particularly where there's uncertainty about A or B and the balance of harms and benefits, here's, I think, where Jack Weinberg in America, famous epidemiologist there, talks about a preference-sensitive decision. Now, this will respect patient autonomy, of course.